We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield, IMG College.
He'll make the grab! He's going in! Touchdown!
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach is also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Yeah. Now, this is Hey Coach. Here is your host, the voice of the Tide, Eli Gold.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. Another edition of Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show coming your way this evening. Glad you're able to tune in and join us. And if you'd like to be part of the show, you likely already know the phone number. It's 877-202-BAMA. 877-202-BAMA. That's the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. We've got an interesting show for you tonight. We're going to open up talking a little golf with the men's golf coach, Jay Sewell. He is here. Christopher Walsh is our special media guest tonight. He, of course, owns and operates the BamaCentral.com website, a noted author, a many-time award winner from the Football Writers Association of America. And then in about 28 minutes from right now, Coach Nick Saban will be here to join the conversation and spend the final hour of the program with us. Tonight's show, Hey Coach, on the Nick Saban Show, as always, presented by Alpha Insurance. And a quick reminder, as we do tell you each and every week, if you want to stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide, you can do so by tuning into Tide TV this week. It's presented by Renaissance Bank. Check your local listings for the airtimes in your area. And don't forget that Tide TV this week is also available online and on demand at RollTide.com. When we come back, we invite you to stay tuned for more of Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Cooper Discoverer AT3, our most trusted truck tire, is now better than ever and available in three new models. The 4S, the LT, and the XLT. They're designed for the reliability and durability to find adventure beyond the pavement. And we've backed these durable tires with a Cooper Mileage Warranty of up to 65,000 miles. Learn more about the reliable Discoverer AT3 family of tires at CooperTire.com. Count on Cooper.
Off-season for Bama fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with a University of Alabama Visa check card from Regions, you can roll tide wherever you go. And with Regions' Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit Regions.com/GoBama. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Hey, do any of you Bama fans work with commercial trucks? What do you do to keep them rolling? Well, I'd get Snyder Fleet Solutions on the job. Snyder provides tire and mechanical service for some of the biggest fleets in the country from 80 locations, including 5 right here in Alabama. If you haven't seen what Snyder can do, it's time. Whether you've got one truck or 200, check them out at SnyderFleet.com. At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. So pick up your favorite Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great-for-dipping tortillas, and let the game begin. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. And tonight's first guest joins us courtesy of Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. And that first guest is the veteran golf coach here at the university, J.C. Well. That doesn't mean you're old. It's just been you've been around a few years. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Yeah, 18 years. I'm starting my 18th year.
I know that. And look, your life is starting to change. You're going to become a neighbor of Tom Stipe. I mean, our engineer producer.
There goes the neighborhood. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, congratulations, kind of a deflected congratulations. I saw Robbie Shelton today playing at the Greenbrier, of course, a former Crimson Tide golfer. If I'm not mistaken, his first full tournament with his card on the big tour, an 8-under-62 today, and I'll give you all the credit.
I'm taking it today.
There you go.
No, I'm really proud of Robbie. I think he's a 23-year-old kid who's made his debut with his card, and we were watching it while we were out there today, and 62, anytime you play, it doesn't matter where you're playing, is incredible with a bogey, believe it or not. So I'm hoping he continues for the next three rounds, and he's going to have a 25-year career out there, in my opinion.
When a guy comes along like that, you, with an educated eye, you can see that, can't you?
You really can. We did a story for PGAtour.com, and they said, when did you know? I said, the first time I watched him, he was in the ninth grade, and he shot a pedestrian even par 36 the first time, and then he turned in 31 as a 14-year-old ninth grader. I said, there's something a little different about this kid.
So, yeah. You guys are doing well. Got off to a good start. You come into the season ranked number 21 in America, and you had a top five finish over in Dalton, Georgia the other day. Tell me about the tournament.
Yeah, it was a great week for our guys. We started three freshmen, and so we knew that this week was going to be, what do we have? The unknown. I love the beginning of a season anyway, and really proud of our three guys, of our freshmen, because they didn't look scared. That's what you want to see. How are they going to handle? They were handling practice fine, and they deserve to be able to have the opportunity to play last week. And what I love the most is their attitude, and they didn't look scared. Now, they were nervous, and it was their first time, and they made a lot of mistakes, but they weren't scared. And that's what you look for in a player. They want to be able to compete. Who's going to step up to the challenge, and all three of them showed that, especially Thomas Ponder, a kid from Dothan, Alabama, we've known since camp. I mean, he's 11 years old.
Right.
He's going to be a really good one for us.
I was going to ask you, where do you recruit from? I mean, these high school programs don't have big-time golf as an available sport. Where do you recruit from?
I would call it just like throw a rock in a lake. You know, we'll start in state, and we want to win. We want to get the best players in our state, and we've had some really good players in our state. The depth of our state is not, you know, real deep, but we want to get the best players in our state and then bleed out, of course, and so close as possible, because I think it's important for our culture, who I am, how we do things. I kind of love Southern kids. It doesn't mean we have a couple who aren't, but I really like to go within about a 250-mile radius of Tuscaloosa.
And are these people who do play high school golf somewhere, or does somebody tip you off, hey, I saw this kid at the such-and-such country club the other day? How do you hear about these guys?
Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah, usually, you know, we've been watching kids probably when they're 11 or 12 years old. You go to tournaments. We really don't watch much high school golf. Summers are built, just going. So we'll go watch, you know, some 13, 14-year-olds. We're not recruiting them. But, you know, how does a kid hold a club? You know, talents. Just like I told you, Robbie Shelton's been good his whole life.
Sure.
And so we'll go meet kids, watch kids at an early age and then start recruiting them when they kind of enter the high school age, of course. But mostly summer golf all over. You know, it just depends on where the big high school tournaments are, kind of like you would have at a big AAU. You know, the best players in the country will play in tournaments, and it could be as far away as California or as close as, you know, Birmingham or Nashville or Atlanta.
Those of you who don't know AAU, of course, the Amateur Athletic Union, and they in all sports, they're very much a pivotal way of finding out who's who. We're visiting with Jay Sewell, the golf coach here at the university. Quick reminder, folks, if you're looking for a gift for someone or just want to add to your Crimson Tide collection, Sports Collectibles is your one-stop shop for authentic Crimson Tide memorabilia and collectibles, offering authentic autographed items, framed jerseys, and other great gift ideas. All signed items come with a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. So look for Sports Collectibles at Bryant Denny Stadium this season or shop online at sportscollectibles.com. I want to talk about the event coming up on September the 17th. We're going to discuss that when we come back. The fifth annual Busch Cup is next up on the schedule for the golfers. We'll discuss that as soon as we come back. This is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Before we continue with Jay Sewell, how about a tip of the hat to the Performer of the Week? It's presented each week by Cooper Tire. Visit CooperTire.com to find your local Cooper Tire dealer. Tonight's honoree is Bama swimmer Kenzie McMahon, who has been named to the United States National Swim Team. The sophomore from Jacksonville, Florida, earned her spot during the USA Summer National Championships, where she took second in the 1,500-meter freestyle with a career best time, and that ranked her in the top 16 in the world this year. So our congratulations to Bama swimmer Kenzie McMahon, our Cooper Tire Performer of the Week. Visit CooperTire.com to find your local dealer. Count on Cooper, an American company since 1914. Golf coach Jay Sewell is with us. We were mentioning before the break you're going to return to action against the Army in the fifth annual Bush Cup. It's coming up on September the 17th, next Tuesday. It's a one-day event at Shoal Creek, and it's free to the public, but there are a couple of different events within the one event, isn't it?
Yeah, there really is. Well, first on Monday night, we'll have a banquet. You know, the Bush Cup is for H.W., for President 41. It's a foundation for
right.
him. The Wingfoot members of New York started this 5 years ago in his honor and wanted to have West Point be part of it. And so that'll start on Monday night. But on Tuesday morning, we'll go at foursomes, almost kind of a Ryder Cup day. We'll have
right.
foursomes, four teams playing an alternate shot in the morning. And then when we're done with that, we'll play nine singles matches in the afternoon. So a total of 13 points. So I guess the first team to get to seven
yeah.
is the winner. And really looking forward to it. First of all, the coach there, Coach Chad Bagley, and our friends, he actually grew up in South Carolina, and we played some junior golf together
oh,
growing
really?
Up. And he went to West Point and is an Afghan and Iraq veteran himself. But I think it, for two things. First, the competitive part, and what I told our team, which I'm really excited about. I think it gives us a chance to do some really team stuff that you don't normally get to do as kind of individual out there. And so we're going to get a chance to do that against some really quality men that do things a little bit different than regular college guys. In fact, you know, they've enlisted themselves. As soon as their college degree is over, they're going to grab a rifle or grab something and go defend our country.
Sure.
And so these are special men. You know, some are Black Hawk pilots. And one of our – we played with them last year. One guy said he was a demolition technician, and my guy asked what that was. He goes, basically, I dropped bomb on terrorist ass is what he sold him. Sorry, excuse me. And so, you know, this is going to be an incredible opportunity for our guys to compete. And as I told our guys in our meeting the other day, you know, what it's about and what we're doing. But I said, also, look at, you know, what West Point did at the University of Michigan this last Saturday.
Sure.
They're coming to come after us. And so I was really excited about doing the team aspect, being part of such quality people at West Point and what it is, and then for a really great cause for the Bush Foundation, which I think
exactly.
I'm really proud of our team and our program wanting to be part of this.
Now, having looked at the rules, I know that each team will use eight golfers. Can they duplicate in the events? Can they play the alternate ball in the morning and still in the afternoon
yes,
or
sir.
What?
Yes, sir. No, it's the same team. We'll,
okay.
we'll pair them up on Friday night. I mean, Monday night. And we'll pair against almost kind of like Ryder Cup or President's Cup, our team against this team, and we'll have pairings. And then those same guys after lunch will become, instead of teams, they'll become individuals, and we'll match them up against another kid from Army or West Point, and they'll go play an individual match. And so each match has a point to get and kind of like you would see on, you know, like I said, on the Ryder
sure,
Cup.
Ryder
but,
Cup, sure.
But also it's match play, which is how we decide our national championship now. So it would give us a little bit of – and our SEC. So it would give us a little bit of a chance to practice a little match play.
Jay Sewell is with us, the golf coach here at the University of Alabama. Looking ahead on the schedule, September 20th through 22nd, Olympia Fields out in Chicago. I guess I ran into you at O'Hare one night. You guys had just wrapped up over there. How do you put the schedule together? I mean, you were in Georgia last time. You got the Army deal here. Then you go to Chicago. There's not much, at this time of the year, not much conference involved, is there?
There really isn't. You know, basically conference for us is the conference championship. Now,
yeah.
we'll see most of our conference teams in and out of the season. Basically, what I want to do is three things. First, I want to compete against the best on the best venues. We're going to play eight tour event venues, with Shoal Creek being one that they, you know, they have one. And then Olympia Fields hosted the, you know, the U.S. Open, and they got the BMW next year in the playoffs, actually.
Right.
And then I want to play great venues, great teams. And then I really want us to have an incredible experience. I mean, sure. I really want our guys. I mean, you know, these young people give up their lives for us, and this is what they want to do, and they represent. And so we go to some pretty cool places and do things. And Chicago, this is, you know, Chicago is my favorite town in the world. I mean, it really is great. And so it's good to get to go there and compete against the best on an incredible golf tour.
I'm just laughing to myself here. I remember at one of the Nick at Noon luncheons, you were the opening guest. You were the opening act preparing for Coach Saban, and you were talking about, you know, yeah, Coach Saban's pretty good, but look at this. He goes to Fayetteville. He goes to Starkville. I'm going to, you know, Hawaii. I'm going to Mexico. I'm going here. He goes, who's the smart coach? I'll never forget that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you can set your schedule, you should.
Yeah, exactly. So we do. Right. A quick scouting report on your roster this year. You like what you got?
I do. This was always going to be a building year. We have no seniors really on our team. I love our leadership. You know, Wilson Furr and Frankie Sappin, one's a sophomore and one's a junior, are really on and off the golf course going to be our leaders. And so I'm really excited. We get David Shore back from injury, from surgery.
Right.
You know, we have injuries in golf too, believe it or not. And
sure.
He had hip surgery, and so really starting to see him try to get back into form, which has been good. And then, our young freshmen have been a breath of fresh air for our program as we try to recreate our standard. Not recreate it, just re-show who we are. And I think Coach is doing that in football a little bit too.
Yep.
You know, and I think sometimes if you're not careful, you know, things go and you talk and everybody's going, you know, pulling on the same road. But there's little things that you tolerated you didn't see until after something happens that maybe was a bad thing, and you look and say, man, what you tolerate is really who you are. And so I'm really excited. These guys are really dedicated to bringing kind of back the Alabama golf standard that we've created here. And I think by the end of the year, I know we're ranked 21st, and it doesn't matter. I really don't even look at those anyway. I think we're going to be as good as anybody by the end of the year.
That's wonderful. We're looking forward to it. Good to see you as always, Coach.
Great. Thank you,
Take
Eli.
Care.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. J.C. Well, men's golf coach here at the University of Alabama. Back in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith with Academy Sports and Outdoors. In SEC country, Saturdays only mean one thing. And for SEC fans, Academy Sports and Outdoors is the only place to gear up for the season. They've got gear for everyone. Shirts and jerseys, grills and smokers, drinkware and coolers. It's all here. Your team may not always get the win, but you can always win the tailgate every single time. Don't wait for the season to kick off. Shop now at your store or academy.com.
In the South, we're superstitious about our football game day routines. So if you have to have a Jack's Made from Scratch biscuit on the way to the game to help your team play better, then we want to keep that tradition going. Better yet, to assure victory, buy a dozen Jack's biscuits starting at just $15. Mix and match until you get the combination just right. After all, football is better with Jack's. Order ahead at eatatjacks.com and score big this football season. Jack's, all about the South.
The Walk of Champions, Denny Chimes, the Million Dollar Band. At Alabama, traditions run deep. Ford has a tradition too, building rugged, dependable trucks, including Ranger, with Ford Co-Pilot 360 technology. Available driver assist features that give you the confidence to navigate crowded roads. You know, like Tuscaloosa on game day. See your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Alabama football. Driver assist features are supplemental. Do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Roll with the Tide at University Mall this football season. Spaces are still available for reserved RV parking for all the home games. Call 205-553-8414. Again, 205-553-8414. Or visit us online at university-mall.com for pricing and more information. Also, enjoy the convenience of the Tide Ride Shuttle, along with great indoor shopping and dining at West Alabama's in place to shop for over 30 years, University Mall.
Hey, Coach, on the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey, folks, the best way to keep up with everything Alabama is with the new Alabama Roll Tide mobile app. It's presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. And don't forget, hope you can join us Saturday. We're on the air at 11:30 in the morning, 2:30 the kickoff, 2:39 to be exact, for Alabama and South Carolina. First trip to Columbia since 2010. And we were talking earlier, it's bizarre the way the schedule is. This is my 31st year to do football. And this is only my fourth game that I've ever broadcast in South Carolina. And then after this year, the teams don't get together again until 2024. So you just never know the way things go in this business. We're coming back with our special media guest, Christopher Walsh. He follows these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Are you ready for back to school? New backpack?
Check.
New clothes?
Check.
New glasses.
Sweet.
Shop the back-to-school event at My Eye Doctor for kids' glasses starting at just $69. Choose from the area's largest selection and save at My Eye Doctor, Doctors of Optometry.
And check.
Eye care and eyewear are better together. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Tuscaloosa Royal Furniture is now open at 635 Skyline Boulevard. Come see why Royal is known for the lowest prices in furniture and mattresses and the most financing options to meet your needs, no matter your credit history. During Royal's grand opening, you'll get special discounts up to 50% off, plus 60 months interest-free with no minimum purchase. Or finance with Royal's easy in-house credit and get a free TV. Visit us on Skyline Boulevard off Highway 69 and enter to win Alabama football tickets during the grand opening sale at Royal Furniture.
Do you ever say, "I wonder why?" Are you always curious? Then you are a natural student, and we say, "Learn on." The University of Alabama invites you to earn a degree through New College Life Track. Take courses around your schedule from wherever you are, and structure those courses around things you want to learn, and you might even get college credit for life experience. You love to learn. Let a degree from Alabama be a symbol of that. For details, visit learnon.ua.edu.
Hey, Coach, on the Nick Saban Show continues. Folks, make your next tailgate legendary with a bottle of Baumhauer's legendary hot sauce and one of their convenient party-ready trays. Visit baumhauers.com/tailgate for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. We've got a special media guest tonight, Christopher Walsh from BamaCentral.com. And if you have read it, he probably has written it, 26 books, all these columns, program articles, and so on. I was impressed. You were here at the restaurant, all this hubbub, and you were staring at your computer screen working. Impressive.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, though. It's always an honor and pleasure to do this show.
Well, I know we'll enjoy hearing from you. You'll be throwing a lot of questions at the coach, so we're happy to have you with us. But right now, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Don't forget, folks, Saturday's broadcast from Columbia. Pregame at 11:30, kickoff at 2:30 here on the network will be presented by APS Alabama Professional Services. Now stay tuned. Coming up, Coach Nick Saban right after these messages here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. So pick up your favorite Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great-for-dipping tortillas, and let the game begin. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
In the military, you wear camouflage. But try this color, too. Crimson. It's the color of the University of Alabama. Military personnel, veterans, and their families can earn a college degree online from Alabama. Take courses and have access to tutors, career advisors, and libraries wherever you are. A degree from Alabama is respected wherever you go. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu. That's bamabydistance.ua.edu.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
It's been 9 seasons since Alabama and South Carolina have met on the gridiron. Much has transpired since 2010, but the bottom line remains the same. Bama versus South Carolina is a pivotal early season SEC matchup. This Saturday's road game in Columbia will take center stage on tonight's September 12th edition of the Nick Saban Show.
Here we go!
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Now, with head coach Nick Saban, here is your host, Eli Gold.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. And welcome to the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Eli Gold with our special media guest, Christopher Walsh. The coach will be joining us here in just a moment or so. He's just off the practice field and heading in this direction. But Christopher Walsh is with us, 7-time award winner from the Football Writers Association of America. Twice he won the Story of the Year award from the Alabama Sports Writers. He covers Bama and has now since 2004. That's in addition to his previous assignments, where he was the beat writer covering the Green Bay Packers, the Arizona Cardinals, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Major League Baseball, Arizona Diamondbacks. Bottom line, the guy can't keep a job. No, I'm just kidding. Christopher, great to see you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
The difference in covering the pros from college. People ask me when I do an NFL game, and there are some differences the way you approach things, because one guy's getting paid and one guy's an 18-year-old going to school. How different is it from a sports writer's standpoint?
It's not as dramatic as I think people believe, and I honestly think it was really good training for me to come to Alabama and covering Major League Baseball for a couple of years, because there's this really strong routine in that sport, and I definitely see that with Alabama, especially under Coach Saban.
No doubt, as the coach makes his way into the restaurant right now, and he'll be getting settled in and joining us here in just a moment or so. Christopher Walsh, our special guest, and the coach now getting his headsets on. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Just visiting with Christopher. We were talking about, from our standpoint, since we both had the pleasure of working collegiate events and pro events, the difference between the two from a media standpoint, how I won't jump on an 18-year-old kid. I just won't do it. Well, you know, a pro who's getting all these millions and he has a case of the dropsies, you mention it. How about coaching-wise? How different is your approach, collegiate versus the NFL?
Well, I didn't think it was a whole lot different either way.
You know, okay.
Pro players really want to play well. They have a tremendous amount of respect for any coach that they have who can teach them and enhance their chances of playing well so they can make more money, so they can play for longer. So I really, you know, didn't see it much different, you know, coaching, you know, professional players. I think the biggest difference is, you know, when you're in college, you're really trying to develop the total person.
The whole person, yeah.
You know, you're trying to develop the player, the student, the value of getting an education and developing a career off the field, building value for yourself by having good character, making good choices and decisions about things that you do and you don't do. I think in the NFL, you know, once you pay a guy, you know, there's not a lot that you can do in terms of influencing those things. Although, you know, we did some things in Miami when I was there to try to help the players. We put in a, you know, guys could go to college and get their education, and Wayne was good. Wayne Huizenga was good about helping that. And we did some, you know, education programs to help our players have a better chance to be successful in life. So I think you can do it, you know, there too. I just think that sometimes the players are kind of are what they are by that age, you know, when they get 25, 30 years old.
Interesting. Christopher, why don't you jump in and throw a question in the coach's direction?
Sure. South Carolina, obviously this week, you're facing a quarterback that you probably don't have a lot of game film on. And I'm wondering in the preparation, how do you kind of work around that in getting ready for someone?
Well, you know, we saw the guy play last week, and he played really, really well last week. And he made all the throws and did all the stuff that, you know, they had done in their offense previously. So you couldn't tell if you watch the film and you really watch the guy play that they really missed a beat relative to who the quarterback was. This guy looks really talented. He's very accurate with the ball. He made quick decisions. They've got some pretty good skill guys. So I don't really think there's a lot of difference in the two players, and that's no disrespect to, you know, their starter that they lost the first game because he was an experienced player and a good player, but this player looked like a good player to me.
Jake Bentley, of course, the first guy who went down in their opener against North Carolina. Hilinski was, after all, the high school player of the year, so we're not talking about a piece of chopped liver here.
And he's a good passer, and he's smart, and, you know, I think he's from California where they those guys kind of grow up with passing coaches and lots of seven-on-seven, so they understand coverage. And, you know, so he looks like mature beyond his years in terms of his experience in playing.
Coach, standing to your right, is a visitor here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. He has a question for you. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening, Coach.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Just a question. Who's a current influencer in your life, and how are they influencing you today?
A current influence in my life? You know, I'm influenced by all people and all people that I have relationships with, all over the place. You know, I've got really good friends, players on the team. You know, I learn things from players on the team all the time. You know, I learn about their background, why they are the way they are, what can we do to help fix them, and things that I learn. I would be a lot better parent now than I was, you know, 30 years ago because of some of the experiences and relationships that I've had with players and, you know, people that I've learned from. But I think my greatest mentors and people that really sort of set me off, you know, in a way that on the path that I'm on is, you know, really probably my high school coach, my college coach, Don James. My parents were really instrumental. George Perlis. I've had some great mentors like Bill Belichick. So professionally I have them and personally I have them. But personally I kind of learn from everybody around me. Terry's been really influential in, you know, telling me things that, you know, you don't really realize about yourself that you need to change and you need to fix. And so there's just so many people. I couldn't just point out one person and say that's really been an influence on me. I read books all the time, so I'm always trying to read about how you can do better. And, you know, like, you know, the obstacle is the way. You know, that there's a tremendous lesson in, you know, that type of thing. So yeah. There's just so many. I can't just pick out one person.
I might be prying here. I'm just kind of curious. When you and Miss Terry are at the lake and you've got friends come over, whether you're sitting on the dock, going out on the boat, whatever, do you guys talk about everything but football? I mean, do they make sure to not bring up football and you talk about everything else but?
I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable about talking about football. There's a lot of great football fans. They're interested in football. They're interested in things that happen in sports. We talk about sports. We talk about, you know, things that you learn from sports that you can apply in life,
right.
You know, whether it's, you know, pride in performance or, you know, doing things the right way, making choices and decisions, you know, not worrying about your feelings, but choosing to do the things you need to do to be successful. So we talk about all kinds of things. I'm personally interested in talking about something other than football.
Sure.
But I'm not at all upset when people bring it up or want to talk about it or doesn't upset me at all because it's
That's what
if
you
it's
do.
Interesting to them, it's interesting to me. So
I hear you.
It's no big deal one way or the other.
One thing that's always interesting to me is the first question of the night from Pee-wee. I'm sure it'll be about the offensive line. The first question brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit online al811.com. Pee-wee, how are you?
Pee-wee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't
what's
mean-
going on, man?
It's been another hot week, Coach.
It has
Tell me about it.
Coach, before I ask a question or say anything else, I want you to understand that I do understand basic math. So when I ask this question, that I understand why he was in the game. But Landon's progression this week at center, how has that been, and has he made good progress on doing the stuff that he needs to do at center?
Well, he hadn't been playing center as much this week because Chris Owens will be back for this game and has been playing center. And we thought Darian Dalcourt played really well in the game, and he has a very bright future. Even though he's a freshman, he's a very bright guy, and he played well in the game. So, you know, we're giving him more reps as a backup. So Landon is probably going to be the third guy, which is what he was in the last game. But Emo has been able to practice. I don't know how much he'll be able to play in the game. But that's not Landon's really natural position. It's just good for us that he's tough and smart and can go in there and, you know, play well enough at center that we have a chance to get by. So, look, I don't think we played well enough start to finish, you know, to beat good teams anywhere on our team. And what I think our players have to understand is whether you play good teams or bad teams, and I get asked, what'd you get out of the New Mexico State game or whatever, but your flaws are being exposed. All right, so if you're not playing well, the next team you play, they're seeing. I don't care if it's whether it's passing off a TE game in the offensive line, if it's how you carry the ball, which means you might, you know, be more apt to fumble a certain way, whether it's your eye control on defense, how you cover a guy. You know, I mean, so all the – with how you press the hole as a runner and then cut back or do whatever you're supposed to do. So – if you don't do these things right, and they're mostly attention to detail things and technique things, you will get exploited in the future because other people see that you are not doing those things well. So I keep trying to tell our players it doesn't matter who you're playing against. Right? You're being exposed if you're not playing to your best and you're not doing things the right way. So, I mean, even like our twos last week, you know, I was really disappointed in the way they played in the game. I mean, basically, they didn't beat New Mexico State. When they were in the game, they didn't beat them. We didn't make any first downs on offense when the offense was in there. We didn't stop them on defense. All right, so, you know, and we're coaching those guys just like we're coaching everybody else because we're not really outcome-oriented. You know, if you're outcome-oriented, you sit there in your chair and you say, well, you won the game 62-10, what are you complaining about? That's if you're outcome-oriented. All right, if you're process-oriented, you're saying, well, but how did we do the things that we need to do to beat a really good team? Regardless of who we were playing. And then are we going to go actually focus on those things that we need to do, the vulnerabilities that we created, or are we going to say, we got the outcome that we wanted, so I'm not concerned about those things? Well, if you take that attitude, you're probably not going to improve. You're probably not going to get better. I don't care if it's the offensive line or what position it is or what player it is. So, and I don't think we played from start to finish. I don't think we played a complete game that we could go beat a good team. And I think we're going to play a pretty good team this week.
We are that. Chris?
Well, I kind of want to take the next step in that conversation and talk about the leadership a little bit. Every year we seem to talk about the team taking ownership. And I know it's only two games into the season, but do you like the way that the leaders are doing that? And is do you have enough guys doing that?
Well, you know, I think there's two parts of leadership, and I think people have probably heard me talk about this before. You know, we have guys that are pretty good leaders on our team. I think they're setting good examples. I think they put the team first. I think they try to be disciplined players. I think they're accountable as people. I think they sort of, you know, and they want to do the things that leaders need to do to affect other people. But there's two parts to that. Mm-hmm. You've got to respond to leadership too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're a young guy and somebody's setting a good example for you and trying to encourage you to do things the right way, it still comes down to your choice as a young player. Do I buy into doing these things this way? Do I see the value for me in the future and how it affects the team if I do or I don't do those things? And, you know, sometimes guys have to have enough maturity, all right, to actually respond to leadership like they should, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I do think we have some guys that are trying to do things the right way. I mean, Dylan Moses is one of the guys on defense that, you know, we'll miss his leadership as much as anything that we'll ever miss from him being a good player, and he is a good player. But his leadership was really, really important to the defense and, you know, and helping other people play well because of the example that he set and the things that he did. But I think that, you know, leaders have to be patient and they have to be positive. And I don't think that everybody just responds to, you know, guys that, you know, quarter get upset because they're not doing things the right way.
Gentlemen, we're going to break away and take care of a little business here for a moment or so. Alabama football is proudly supported by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com and find a local agent near you. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. We're back with more in just a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. George writes,
"Who knew grilled chicken nuggets could taste this good? Well done, Chick-fil-A. Wow."
George, you're making us blush. What can we say? Maybe it's the lemon herb marinade or that backyard flavor we try so hard to get just right.
It's like me grilling at home. It tastes very similar to that, except the seasoning. I probably can't season it as well as Chick-fil-A does.
Thanks, George. You're too kind. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
So Bama goes first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Tua Tagovailoa sends Rugg in motion to the near side. He'll throw it out to the near side. Henry's got it. Up the near side. He's to the 40. He's to the 50. He's going all the way. Maybe 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! but he stepped out of bounds. Let's see. They're checking to see if he stepped out, but the signal is touchdown. 75 yards. You kind of knew that this kind of stuff was going to happen.
And you did kind of have an idea that those kind of plays are going to be part of the storyline on Saturday. Alabama, of course, going on to win 62-10. Eli Gold, Christopher Walsh alongside. When a game is a wide margin like that, is it easier or more difficult for a sports writer to write about it?
It's actually tougher.
I would think.
It really is. It's the closer the game, the tighter it is, it's usually the easier. But each game has its own kind of unique challenges and so forth. So it kind of varies from week to week.
If you'd like to join the conversation, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is open to you at 877-202-BAMA, 877-202-BAMA. We'll be visiting with Coach Saban again in just a moment or so as he is visiting with a lot of the fans. That's part of what makes this show so popular here in person. Between these commercial breaks, the coach is out taking pictures with everybody, signing autographs, and their chance to meet the man one-on-one, which doesn't happen for everybody in every setting. As the coach rejoins us, why don't we head back to the telephones and another call on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Tom is in Hoover, Alabama. Hey, Tom, good evening.
Hello, Eli. Hello, Coach Saban.
Hi,
I hope you and Miss Perry are well.
Hi, thank you. Doing
yes, sir.
Great.
Coach, I would like to ask you and Eli the same question. Just curious, do you prefer an early start on a home football game or a late start? And Eli, what are your preferences on that? And I will hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, for me personally, it kind of depends on what I'm doing the next day. If I have some place to be on the West Coast doing an NFL game or something like that, yes, the travel is easier if the game ends at 2:30 in the afternoon, but that's looking at it selfishly. For others, like my family and all, they enjoy the late afternoon and the evening games a little bit more. So after all these years, it really doesn't bother me either way.
Well, I think from my perspective as a coach, you know, you always want to have your players have the mindset that whenever they have to play, 11 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, whenever they have to play, they have to be ready to play. So you got to be ready to play the hand that's dealt you, and you got to be focused and ready to do the best you can, regardless of what your tee-off time is. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, but I will say this. And I have respect for the fact that our game is entertainment for people. And there's a lot of fans that come to our games that are a very instrumental part of our team. They create spirit. They're part of the tradition. It's very important for them. And, you know, we would like for them to be happy that
sure.
We're playing in an atmosphere that is conducive to them being comfortable and enjoying the game and being excited and cheering and all that. And, you know, as I said, you know, Monday, I think, in my press conference, you know, I really appreciate the people who stayed and, you know, kind of went through the heat and, you know, some of the difficult circumstances that we had with some of the fans, you know, last week, you know, in the game. So we do appreciate that. I want the stadium to be full. I want everybody to stay. I want everybody to be there. But I also know that it's not very comfortable sometimes when we play in certain circumstances. Now, from a player standpoint, I don't want to hear any of that. So whenever
sure.
we play, we play. Yeah. And whenever we have to coach, we coach. So I don't personally care from our team standpoint. You know, I do think that, you know, it's difficult on your team when it's this hot for this long and you have to really practice, you know, in this kind of stuff. And how do you ever really get used to it? You know, Woody Hayes used to always say, if you're going to fight in the North Atlantic, you got to train in the North Atlantic. So we'd go outside. If it was snowing, cold, it didn't matter. And I'm saying, well, there's an indoor right there. You know, why don't we just go in there?
Yeah.
But it didn't matter.
No.
So we're in the South Pacific. So, but I don't know that you ever get used to 99-degree heat. So you can practice in it as much as you want. I think all you do is run down your players. They're not as hydrated and is not as fresh for the game. Excuse me. So that takes
certainly
a little balancing you know, to be able to manage, you know, how you prepare for games when you get these kind of circumstances.
What I did find impressive, and I guess it's the tip of the hat, as always, to your training staff, the medical staff, with only one obvious situation, although who knows, it might have been other things you're aware of, but the guys, with one exception, didn't start dealing with a whole lot of cramping. They looked as though the medical staff stayed on top of them all week for them to be hydrated and the like.
Well, we do a really good job with our players. Our medical staff does a really, really good job with our players. And, like, we actually give guys IVs at halftime.
Really?
You know, guys that we know have a history of having cramping circumstances and whatever. So we don't wait till they have them. We go ahead and give them an IV and, try to prevent them.
Sure.
Believe it or not, it's easier to manage the players through a game, because we have cool zones on the sideline and all that, and we can, you know, sort of keep them hydrated. They're in, they're out, they rest in between series, you're rotating players. It's much more difficult to manage them through practice, right, than it is, you know, the actual game,
sure.
I think, for our medical staff. So, but they do a wonderful job, and, you know, we would have a really difficult time if we didn't have a great medical staff.
No doubt. Coach, we have a visitor right here to our right joining us. And if I'm not mistaken, I recognize your face. You joined us in the broadcast booth a year or so ago, didn't you?
Yes.
It's good to see you again.
You too.
What's your question for the coach?
I know you like to play golf in the off season. How do you manage to win at golf and football?
I don't know who gave you that report. It must have been your dad. But Fuller is one of the great fans that we have. He loves to come to practice. The players really relate to him, and that's who asked me the question. But, you know, my golf game is kind of up and down. So sometimes I play well. J.C. Well is supposed to be my coach, all right? So he's been fired a few times. So it's not his coaching. It's my lack of execution. But I actually shot like 77 or something one day, and then 89 the next. So I called Zay and fired him, right? Because I went from 77 to 79. So he sent me a text picture of him and Justin and Tiger Woods and Trey Mullinex playing. And he sent me a picture of those guys walking down the fairway, and he said, I got a new gig. I don't need you.
That's great.
So he fired me.
There you go. Well, Fuller, it's great to see you, man. Thanks for coming by today. Christopher Walsh, why don't you throw another question in the coach's direction?
Well, since we're off the field, I'm going to stick with that. And I notice that you have stretched your acting chops again with some fun ads. Kind of wondering how they came to light this year. And how do they do that, Duck? I really want to know that.
How black?
Well, you know, the duck is pretty fascinating. The duck actually is, maybe they wouldn't want me to tell you this, but the duck is actually like a puppet. And there are four gentlemen who do the animals in Jurassic Park and some of the other things that actually are pulling the strings on the duck to make the duck. And the duck looks, real.
Sure.
Now, it's a very expensive duck, so I guess it should look real. But these guys are going, you know, like pulling strings and making this thing walk like a normal duck, the same way they do animals in, you know, some of these movies.
Sure. I thought it was a robot.
Avatar. They did all that stuff in Avatar. So, but that's how they make the duck work. And when you look at the duck, you really think the duck is real. And when you talk to the duck, you really think the duck is real. So I had a new friend for a while.
Yeah, well, you know, if it walks like a
probably
duck.
Like a lot of my friends who, they're good friends as long as we win. But
well, yeah, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. Whatever the story. That's great. Since we're talking about off-the-wall stuff or a little different stuff, let me take a question here from the Nick Saban Show blog. Tim is in Muscle Shoals. Says, Coach, I saw your video series with Armin Katayan this week. It was great to see your close relationship with the players. How close can you get as a friend versus a coach with the players?
Well, I don't think you're really I think you can be close with players, and I think it's a lot like being a parent. I mean, you have fun with your children. You play games with them, you laugh with them, but they also know that, you know, you can correct them and sort of reprimand them in a way to benefit them doing things that are going to help them be successful. So I don't know. I'm not trying to be their buddy, but I don't want them to be uncomfortable around me as their coach or a teacher, and I don't want them to be in an atmosphere where they don't feel like they can have fun.
Sure.
So, you know, there's kind of a, you kind of draw the line there, but I think everybody knows when, you know, you drop the hammer.
You're the man.
And you say, this is how it's going to be, that everybody is going to respond, you know, in a way that you want them to respond, because they have that kind of respect for not only what you're doing, what you're trying to do, right, but the standard that you're setting. And you defined it before, you know, way back when. So it's not like this is something new that changes on a day-to-day basis. And I've asked all the players what their goals and aspirations are and how their behavior sort of matches those goals, mm-hmm. and how is it going to affect your chances of having achieving those goals in the future. I mean, we had that conversation today with some guys.
And it's never easy, but you got to lay down the law.
No, no doubt. And you can lay down the law. You don't have to yell and scream about it. You just say, this is how it is.
Got to be emphatic, yeah. Indeed. We're going to come right back. There's more coming up from the coach, more from Christopher Walsh of BamaCentral.com. Hey, a quick reminder, we'd love to see you here at Baumhauer's each week, and you've got a chance to win the Alumni Hall Item of the Week. Each week, we'll feature a different officially licensed Crimson Tide gift, courtesy of Alumni Hall. Shop Alumni Hall for all of your Bama gear. At Alumni Hall, the selection is unbeatable. You can shop their Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, or Huntsville locations, and of course online at alumnihall.com. Back with more of the Nick Saban Show in a moment, here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know the sound of performance. And you definitely know the name of performance. Toyota Camry, Corolla, and RAV4. A lineup that remains unrivaled. Toyota, let's go places. Lease a new 2019 Toyota RAV4 LE for $219 a month for 36 months. Offer valid through September 30th, 2019. While qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. 3518 Dewitt signing. No security deposit with select equipment. $350 disposition fee. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
So, any homeowners in the audience? Yeah? Okay, all right, get this. The other day, my wife and I went shopping for a new home. You know, a place for the kids to, I don't know, grow up. And we didn't even bother to get pre-qualified.
If you shop for a home without getting pre-qualified, people might just assume it's a big joke. Fortunately, Trustmark can get you pre-qualified for just the right amount and help you close on your dream home when you find it. Connect with a loan officer at trustmark.com/mortgage. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A pre-qualification is not a commitment to lend.
At Window World of Alabama, their motto is the same as it was when they began in 1995. Provide superior products installed by professional craftsmen at guaranteed low prices. It's no wonder that Window World has grown to become America's largest window replacement company. They take pride not only in the quality of their products, but in the service and care they give you from the start of a job to its completion and beyond. Call Window World of Alabama for your free in-home estimate at 205-916-2189 or visit windowworldalabama.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an ah. It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, official partner of the Crimson Tide Sports Network. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
In motion to the near side, Najee Harris. So it's an empty backfield for Tua. On the second and five from the Aggie 25-yard line, Tua claps. Gets the snap, chest high, looks and then takes off running to the 20. He's to the 15, he's to the 10, he's going to go wide open. Touchdown, Alabama! 25 yards with everybody covered. Tua Tagovailoa takes off for the rushing touchdown. That's his first rushing touchdown of the season. Of course, he also has seven passing TDs. 61 career touchdown passes now for Tua. That's second to A.J. McCarron and his 77. Welcome back, Eli Gold. Christopher Walsh with us, a special media guest who has now written, 26 books. I've written three, and it was and it was difficult. You sit there, you stare at a computer screen. What's your latest one, Decade of Dominance? How difficult is it to just look at an empty computer screen and come up with a book?
Well, it's difficult, but it's my comparison. The people ask me, how do you do it? I ask them, it's like, how do you mow a lawn? You just start, and you just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then, at some point, you're like, hey, I'm done. It works for me.
It does, obviously. It's worked 26 times, and you ought to check out his new book. Why don't you throw another question in the coach's direction?
Sure. Football has obviously changed over the years, especially in terms of speed. But the one place that I really notice it on your team is special teams. And I'm wondering if your philosophy has changed on that, or is that kind of a new thing?
What has changed? The speed on special teams,
yeah,
or the whole philosophy of special teams?
It's get every fast guy you got on special teams. It seems like. I don't know.
Well, I think that speed, straight line speed on special teams is really, really important because that's really important on coverage teams, whether it's kickoff coverage or punt coverage. So I think that having good team speed will certainly show up on special teams. But I do think that people don't realize sometimes you have to have matchups on special teams. Like the way people punt the ball now in this spread punt where it's, they're all spread out all across the field almost like a kickoff, you can't really ask a small guy to hold up a big guy, and you can't really ask a big guy to hold up a smaller, quicker guy. Mm-hmm. So you almost have to match these guys up almost like positions in basketball. The point guard needs to cover the point guard, and the power forward needs to cover the power forward. And when you have a lot of diversity on your team at positions, especially linebacker, tight end, running back, safety, corner, those are the positions that I think can really make a huge impact on special teams. Mm-hmm. And, Jeff Banks does a really, really good job with our special teams. We've changed philosophically a little bit how we punt. All right, so now we punt with the spread punt. We've always done the NFL-style punt. What happened was we would never know what the other team was going to do because no one used that punt formation anymore. So we would go into games blind as to what kind of rushes they were going to use. So I said, we need to change this just so we know how to coach our players and get them ready for a game.
Interesting.
So anyway, but I tell you, South Carolina is really good on special teams. They got a good punt returner. They got a good kickoff return guy. They're really well coached on special teams. They've got good specialists, punter and kicker, both who have experience and have been very effective. So this will be a challenging game for us on special teams.
You brought up a very interesting point I didn't even think of. You were talking about Will Reichard. 17 kickoffs, 16 have been touchbacks. The one went out of bounds. And you said, we got to make sure the guys just don't presume that it's going to be a touchback, and I didn't even stop to think about that. I guess you do have to be alert and not get lulled into a sense of security because the guy's got such a great leg.
Well, what we're trying to emphasize with our players, which we haven't got done very well, is you have to cover every kickoff to the goal line. All right, so we want to see speed down the field, and we want you to cover to the goal line. All right, whether the guy, when you see the returner go like this, mm-hmm. A lot of teams are saying, shut it down. I'm not going to return the ball. So they don't want us to see their return so we can go coach our players on their double and five, they're kicking out four, whatever it is. So they shut it down so you can't see what the return is because they know the ball is going to be kicked out of the end zone or the guy knows he's going to fair catch it. But when that happens over and over and over, guys start not covering with great speed. Then the guy all of a sudden catches the ball and returns it, and you're not in great position. All right, because, I stand there and I watch. Here's the ball. Here's the hang time. Where are guys when the guy catches the ball? Mm-hmm. So the deeper we are when the guy catches the ball based on hang time and where the ball placement is, the better chance we're going to have to cover the kick.
Interesting. A lot of stuff that folks just don't necessarily think about watching in the grandstand. We've got Caleb on the phone, Coach. He's from Hubbardville, Alabama. Hey, hello, Caleb. Good evening, sir.
Hello. How are y'all?
Caleb, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Coach. Coach, I know you've coached a lot of great receivers in your career, whether it be Plaxico Burress or a Michael Clayton or Amari or Julio or Calvin Ridley. I want to know, is this the best group of receivers that you've had on one team?
Yeah, well, I would think, all things being considered, to have four guys of this caliber on the same team. And I'm not saying or comparing any one of these individuals to any of those individuals that you mentioned, because those guys were all fantastic players. But to have four guys, right, that have the skill level, the talent level, the competitive spirit, not selfish, kind of hardworking, really do it for the team kind of guys that we have on this team. As a group, this is probably the best that I've ever had on team collectively. So, and a really fine group of young men. I mean, they're great team guys. They're not selfish, which is really sort of almost unheard of for receivers, because they're typically the guys that, you know, they want the ball all the time, right? But they might play 60 plays in the game, and if they had five catches, that's a good day for a receiver. If you have five catches for 75 yards, that's a very productive day for a receiver, but that means there's 65 plays you didn't get the ball. Mm-hmm. All right, so, and that's what they're always upset about. These guys, they you never hear it. You know, they're all kind of happy for each other when they do well, and they all have ability to make plays. And I think it's an important part of, you know, what we do, that those guys continue to, you know, play well for us. The quarterback can distribute the ball to all those guys, because I think it can make us effective. Because right now, you know, we don't have sort of, you know, we haven't had the balance in the running game that we need on a consistent basis, and that's a work in progress, and we got to get that fixed.
How about John Metchie? Interesting story. Born in Taiwan, went to Ghana, moved to Canada, eventually found his way to New Jersey, and now in Tuscaloosa. A, when did you first hear about him? And B, how good can this young man be?
He's good. He's really a good player, and he's a very good special teams player, too. And he's the same type of guy, smart guy, works hard, you know, not selfish, not complaining, not, you know, keeps things in perspective. You know, one of the big issues we have, and people have heard me say this before, we have some guys that really, really try hard. And they try so hard that when they don't have success and things don't go the way they want them to, they get so frustrated and they become emotional. And then when they become emotional, they don't have a brain. Right? They don't think, they don't make good choices and decisions, they get penalties. And it's really because they're trying so hard. All right, so I always say you want to play with emotion, but you don't want to be emotional, because that's when you make poor choices and decisions. And when you have guys like John Metchie, and he's very mature when it comes to that. He doesn't get frustrated. He doesn't make bad choices and decisions, you know, and he's going to be a really good player for us.
Yeah, something that really impresses me about the wide receivers, this group in particular, is the way they block downfield. And Devonta Smith in particular, I think I noticed him three times in the last game, just like, that was a great block. Has he improved a lot in that area?
Well, he's always been really tough and always tried to block. I think he's gotten a little bigger and a little stronger, which has helped him, you know, sort of be a little more physical. Mm-hmm. Not tougher, just a little more physical. He's always really tried to have the tenacity to be a good blocker. And, you know, Henry Ruggs is a good blocker. He's got a lot of tenacity, too, so... hopefully those guys will all be able to continue to do that. Because when you have explosive plays, it usually comes because those guys are doing something special when it comes to blocking.
Hope you're enjoying tonight's show. We're going to continue with the coach in just a moment. But first, we have to break away and take care of some business. You're listening to Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found...
found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
The handoff to Keelan Robinson. Big hole. Turn on the afterburners. Does he have enough to go? 20 down the right side. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Keelan Robinson. 74 yards. A touchdown on his third carry of the year. That is what that man brings to the table. When that afterburner kicked in, nobody was going to get him. 5'9", 190 pounds, kind of like a little water bug, a little scat back, man. He was something. And that's why Arizona wanted him, and Georgia wanted him, and Mississippi State wanted him, and Southern Cal wanted him, and South Carolina wanted him, and on the list goes. The guy's good.
The guy's good.
He is. Not that big, just 5'9", 160, but one of the top 15 running backs in America coming out of St. John's High School in our nation's capital. What do you do this weekend, Christopher? Like all of us, we're all traveling early tomorrow morning to Columbia. How many column inches, if that's the right term for a website, how much do you crank out on BamaCentral.com?
Oh, my. It's hard to say. We're in the process of becoming the Sports Illustrated site for Alabama, and I started the site last year. I have a number of people that are now contributing writers.
Right.
So, like, the last game, I don't know, we had like 15, 16 items on the site.
Really?
It won't be quite that many this time because I'm going to make the trip by myself. Just didn't have time to get all the logistics worked out for everyone else. But when we get more into SEC play, it'll be bumping back up.
All right, the coach has rejoined us, so why don't we go back to the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline and hear from Nathan. He is in Haleyville, Alabama. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, David. How are you?
Okay, I just got a quick question. Every avid Bama fan remembers what happened the last time we played South Carolina and Columbia, you know, the 35-21 upset. And I was just wondering, did you use that this week to try to motivate the players, or does it do any good to bring up results of games that happened like 9 years ago? And I'll hang it up and listen.
Well, I don't think our players on our team can relate to, what happened 9 years ago. You know, for example, you know, Tua was probably in the sixth grade, so maybe he doesn't remember, or that doesn't really sort of resonate, you know, with him. But I think what you can do is you can use it as a point of reference for respecting South Carolina. It's a difficult place to play. It's an SEC game on the road. These guys do have a good team. And you can reference the fact that we'd won 19 games in a row, I think, when we went over there and played.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell the players, you know, I mean, we got the lining kicked out of our britches, man. That's worse than getting kicked in the butt. I mean, that means you got kicked in the butt until you had no seam in your pants. I mean, that's really getting your ass kicked. All right, so, they can relate to that, I think, that part of it. And they got to understand what they're getting into so they can stay focused on what's in front of them and focus on the right things when it comes to being able to execute and, you know, sort of not getting hung up on external factors that really aren't going to have any impact on the outcome of the game.
Trent has been waiting on the phone line for a while down in Destin, Florida. Trent, welcome into the Nick Saban Show.
Hey, how's it going today, Coach?
Good, Trent. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Yeah, hey, I wanted to know how the week of preparation has been and what's the focus like of the team this week?
I think it's been better. You know, I think that we practiced outside on Monday and Tuesday, and I think those days are really, really difficult for the players to sustain the whole practice. I think they come out there with the idea that, you know, we're going to be focused, and they get kind of worn down a little bit. But on Wednesday and Thursday, we practiced inside to try to get them to recover a little bit, and I thought the focus was a lot better. But as you would probably imagine, and I don't know where you work or what team you're involved with, but, you know, you have some people that are always focused and always, you know, sort of paying attention to detail and doing things the right way. And then you've got other guys who, you know, really struggle, right, to stay focused and get really upset about all the wrong things because any little thing happens in their day or whatever, you know, they're kind of upset in the apple cart and not really staying focused on what's in front of them. So, you know, you got varying guys that practice good, but I think one thing is very apparent. You play like you practice. I mean, I know that's an old-fashioned statement that we all say, but, you know, I kind of point that out to the players. You know, the guys that practice well during the course of the week and prepare well, it carries over right into the games. And the guys that don't do that and aren't very focused and don't prepare well, you know, they make more mistakes in the game. And they're not creating great value for themselves, you know, when they do that. So, but it's been good overall this week, and I hope it'll carry over and we'll play well in the game.
Trent, thank you for your call. And, Coach, the clock on the wall says it is time for your final word this evening, presented each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Well, you know, I think this game is going to come down to will. I really do. It's not going to be come down to, you know, who has the most ability, who's the most. It's going to come down to what kind of will do you have to be able to sustain, to be able to execute for 60 minutes in the game, to be able to finish plays. It's going to be a difficult place to play from a crowd standpoint. It's going to be hot and all that stuff. So how do you, what kind of will do you have to overcome adversity, to stay focused on what's in front of you? You know, Kevin Elko always sends me stuff every week, and I read this stuff, and it was a really, really interesting story. And, you know, some of you probably remember David Wells, who was really, really
sure,
a good pitcher, and was with the Yankees when they had some of their best teams back when Joe Torre was the manager. And, you know, David Wells was on the mound, and he was pitching, and he was one of the most successful pitchers in the league. And some fan yelled out and said something like, "Your mother,
yeah,
whatever." So I don't want to say it. All right, so he got all upset about that because his mother had just passed away, and he was actually crying on the mound, and he gave up 4 runs in the first inning. And when he came in the dugout, Joe Torre went over to him and said, "You know, you're a professional, and you let a drunk amateur take you out of your game. Shame on you because you couldn't stay focused on what was important, and you let that guy control who you are," no matter what he said. I don't care what he said. So sometimes you have to ignore things that are external to what you can control. Mm-hmm. In other words, and I think that's really, really important when you go play on the road in the SEC, because it's always going to be loud. People are going to get on you. It's a tough environment to have to execute in. I mean, you got to go on silent count, foot count, you know, guard tap in the center. I mean, all kinds of stuff to get the snap count right. I mean, we went to LSU last year. We had, 4 or 5 penalties in a row. We go right down the field the first play of the game. We get down there by the student section. We can't snap the ball. So we go from the 15-yard line to the 35-yard line on penalties because we can't get the ball snapped. All right, so, but you have to be able to persevere and have the will to overcome adversity and stay focused on what is in front of you. All right, but to finish the story about David Wells, after Joe Torre said that to him, he went and pitched 8 innings of no-hit ball.
Isn't that something?
Because he said, "I'm going to focus on one pitch at a time." But that's really, really important to be able to do that. And, you know, hey, we've had games. I mean, we went to Florida. We're playing in the Swamp a few years ago. First play of the game, Drake Kirkpatrick gets beat for a touchdown. All right, we're behind and we win the game 41-13 or something. You know, last year at Ole Miss, you know, first play of the game, 75-yard touchdown. And then we won 65-7 or whatever. But if you have the right mentality when you play on the road and you can stay focused and overcome adversity, that's really, really important because you can't start reeling and let the emotion, which you have no control over, all right, so, and focus on the wrong things, and then you start playing poorly. So that's going to be a real key. It's always great when we have fans, when all these places that we go, when we have fans who are there to support us. I'm always nervous and anxious and shaking my leg on the bus, but when we get out of the bus and there's a bunch of folks there, when we get off the bus, it really makes me feel a lot more comfortable and a lot more at home, so we appreciate our fan support when we're on the road.
Indeed we do. And, Coach, you travel safely. We'll see you tomorrow night in Columbia.
All right. Thanks, Eli.
Coach Nick Saban, Christopher Walsh, thank you, sir, and all the best to you and BamaCentral.com.
Thank you very much.
We continue with more in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. Probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Walk of Champions, Denny Chimes, the Million Dollar Band. At Alabama, traditions run deep. Ford has a tradition too, building rugged, dependable trucks, including Ranger, with Ford Co-Pilot 360 technology. Available driver assist features that give you the confidence to navigate crowded roads. You know, like Tuscaloosa on game day. See your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Alabama football. Driver assist features are supplemental. Do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Hey folks, what's on tap for the Crimson Tide is presented by Bud Light. Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Alabama. Please drink responsibly. Saturday, Bama hits the road to Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia for a rare meeting with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Coverage begins at 11:30 in the morning. Kickoff at 2:39 in the afternoon, and you'll hear it all right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Sunday's broadcast from Columbia here on the network will be presented by APS Alabama Professional Services. And that's going to do it for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. A nice show this evening. A big thank you to the folks here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Our engineer producer here at the restaurant, Tom Stipe. Our studio engineer has been Jerry Kelly. A big thank you to men's golf coach Jay Sewell. And from BamaCentral.com, Christopher Walsh. And, of course, the star of our show, head coach Nick Saban. We'll talk to you this weekend from Columbia. Until then, I'm Eli Gold, bidding you good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this has been Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach is also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.